Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back with you on the John Chuckery Show. Chris Marler hanging out with me here this evening as well. 404-741-0929. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app is how you catch us on the go. Social media is at 92 on the game, and Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I'm at JMCH316. He's at Vern Funquist. And we got Day-Day producing the show behind the glass. Braves with an early 1-0 lead here as we're in the fourth inning. Mets already have won the first game of their doubleheader. So three chances for the Braves to clinch the division tonight so we can get this nonsense out of the way and call it a season and get ready for the playoffs. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. We talk to this man every week. He is our Odyssey MLB insider, Bob Nightingale. Insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. And, of course, you can follow him on his personal Twitter page. That would be at B Nightingale. Bob, as always, man, appreciate a few minutes as we sit here twiddling our thumbs trying to get this division wrapped up and over with.
Yeah, no, they pretty much wrapped the division, obviously, when they swept the Mets over the weekend. But, yeah, I mean, it'll be official, you know, today or tomorrow, what have you. But, kudos. Kudos to what Atlanta has done. I mean, it's unbelievable. And I still believe that it's their team to beat. The World Series goes for Atlanta.
How big, I mean, just from people like what you do and what you do nationally, like how impressive was what the Braves did with DeGrom, with Scherzer? That's twice in a row that they've beat DeGrom. They hit seven homers in that series. So they didn't dink and dunk and bleep and bloop and all that kind of stuff that the Mets had talked about earlier. It's seven homers in that series. And knowing that they had to sweep, they swept. How impressive was that, what the Braves did over the weekend?
Well, it might have been the most impressive series of any team in baseball this year. It had to be. But you're absolutely right. I mean, John, they had to sweep just because of that tiebreaker. So they lost that last game. They would have been even, but really one, you know, one down against the tiebreaker. So, no, the way they did it and beat their best three starters, you know, very, very impressive. So they got to have so much confidence now. I'm sure the Mets are very depressed. Now the Mets, you know, have got to use up Scherzer, DeGrom in the wild card series and then go out to L.A. Where you can only have Scherzer, DeGrom once. So it suddenly went from, you know, being a power, one of the favorites to get to a World Series, to now being almost a long shot.
So Bob, Chris Marler here. The question I have for you is, you brought up the odds and people or teams that can win the World Series. I saw today that the Dodgers have the best odds in the NL, which is expected. And then, of course, the Astros have the best overall. Is that more of a factor of who they're going up against and the competition not being as difficult to get through maybe as the NL is this year? Or what is that about?
Well, I think it's just, you know, the amount of wins where the Dodgers have 110 wins. They may, you know, end up with the second most in National League history, just a way, you know, trouncing people. You know, they outscored people by about 350 runs. So, you know, it makes sense for the gambling odds to do that. But I've seen a lot of the Dodgers. I'll take Atlanta in the postseason, definitely. You know, I mean, Dodgers may be the best team in the regular season, over 162 and very deep. But in the postseason, I'll take a Landis starter in a heartbeat over the Dodgers. And Dodgers, you know, you're talking about having, you know, Kershaw and Urias, and then a huge drop off. Their bullpen is just a mix and match type thing. So I don't see him get into a World Series. I really don't.
Odyssey MLB insider Bob Nightingale joining us here on the WaitFor.com hotline. Bob, where does Kyle Wright fit into the National League Cy Young discussion? Obviously, 21-5 on the season, a little bit above a 3 ERA, 174 strikeouts and 180 innings. And the 21 wins is impressive enough, but, you know, it just seems like, I don't know, I mean, when you talk about where he kind of is this season, it doesn't seem like there's as many people talking about him. Where does he fit in the Cy Young discussion?
You know, he should finish top three, if you know, top four for sure. Alcantara's going to win it. He's going to win it going away. Just the amount of innings, the complete games, the shutouts, you know, on a very, you know, mediocre team at best. So he's going to win it. The question is who pitches second. I mean, you got Wright. You got Urias from the Dodgers. And you got Zach Gallen from the Diamondbacks. So I think it might be Wright 2, Gallen 3. Could be flip-flopped. But you should definitely finish the top three.
Where do you? I mean, when you look at the Braves staff, and you have to, and I know, obviously Strider not finishing the year, you know, greatly affected this. But when you look at Fried, he's got 14 wins and an under 2.5 ERA with 170 strikeouts. Wright's got the 21 wins. Strider has the 200 strikeouts. Is it tough to kind of sort those guys out when you talk about, you know, Cy Young or who's been the best or most important? I mean, when you have that many guys putting up different kinds of numbers, is it tough sometimes to kind of rate those guys and sort them out?
Oh, it is. You mean just a few years ago, you know, was a, you know, Justin Verlander versus Gerrit Cole. They finished 1-2. That could have been flip-flopped very easily. All those, you know, those years in Arizona when it was Johnson and Schilling, where it could have been Schilling and Johnson very easily. You know, the great days of Atlanta with the three Hall of Famers. So, yeah, it is tough to sort out. I mean, Fried is not going to win the Cy Young Award. He may not have had the best season for Atlanta, but he probably meant more than anything else because those guys can kind of feed off him, and he takes a lot of pressure off.
Odyssey MLB insider Bob Nightingale joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Bob, I know you've talked about Austin Riley, you know, probably being a top five MVP candidate. I want to ask you this question, though. How close of a case can you make that Michael Harris has been the most important player for the Braves this year, given his role, given the fact that he's put up the numbers and hasn't played a full season, given that he's filled in a difficult position, coming in and playing gold glove caliber center field? How close of a discussion is it that Michael Harris has been maybe the most important player for the Braves this year?
Well, you can certainly make that argument, and they took off when he got there. You know, but then, you know, the other argument for Riley, of course, is he was there 2 months before Harris, and they could have been really dead without Riley doing what he's doing. So Riley carried him, you know, I mean, he's been great all year, but really carried him from the jump there. And, yeah, Swanson, too. You know, I think it'd be tough to rank, you know, 1, 2, 3 in MVP. You know, I saw with the local Baseball Writers Association, you know, had Riley number one. And I'm not sure if Swanson is two or Harris is two. But I think just Riley's body of work. But, no, I mean, it's certainly a great argument that Harris might have been the most valuable guy of the three just because of the way they took off under him.
So, question I have, this could be the sixth time since 1900, just the sixth time in MLB history since 1900, a team has gone the entire length of the season without getting swept. If the Braves can repeat, where do you put this team in terms of some of the most impressive and accomplishing teams in recent memory or in baseball history?
Well, you certainly put it back in the Yankee dynasty there. You know, when the Yankees won, you know, from 96 to 2000, lost the 2001 World Series. But you put in that class. I mean, in the last National League team, go back-to-back, you've got to go back to Red's big red machine. You know, what was, 75, 76. Mm-hmm. You know, the Yankees went, you know, had the 3 and 4 years. Toronto went back-to-back in 92, 93. But, you know, certainly the last, you know, 50, 60 years, you can put, you know, Atlanta right in that mix. particularly if they, you know, win a couple more in the next few years.
Odyssey MLB insider Bob Nightingale joining us here in the WaitFor.com hotline. How good of a job has Terry Francona done with the Guardians this year? I mean, that's such a young team. I think the youngest team in baseball. And the fact that they have won their division, no matter who's in it, I mean, they still won the division. How good of a job has he done this year?
A wonderful job. I was just talking to a couple of their people today on the executive side. This might be his best job yet in the regular season. You know, obviously, long shot to win the World Series. He's won a couple World Series with Boston, but magnificent job. I think he should be the manager of the year in the American League. I really do. I know there's some talk about Brandon Hyde, kept him in the race, but he didn't make the playoffs. Talk also about Scott Service in Seattle. But, you know, they didn't win the division. So I would go Francona.
Would you say that it's pretty much a given Buck Showalter is the manager of the year in the National League? I mean, even if the Braves win the division, I mean, but the Mets obviously are going to be, you know, a 100-win team themselves when all is said and done.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a, 30 votes. I bet he gets at least 27 of those things, maybe, 26 or 28 of those 30 votes. But yeah, just because the team, the organization was disarray, he got there. And usually to win a Manager of the Year award, you got to, come back from something. And they did. Whereas guys like, Brian Snicker and Dave Roberts of L.A., if you're consistently good, it's like, okay, you've already had your award. We're going to look for somebody else. And so it's more like a comeback Manager of the Year award than anything else.
What did you think about Ohtani and the one-year $30 million deal that he got? I mean, what do we kind of make of all of that?
Yeah, I mean, and now I think about them giving him that contract that shows that he's going to stay next year. They'll try to sign him as a free agent, see what happens. Some as a record, record raised by any player in history. It's certainly the most arbitration eligible player. And previous was, Mookie Betts at 27. But, for him to go from 5.5 to 30, $25 million raise, that's mind-boggling. I thought he'd, get low 20s. But it's almost like, hey, you got a raise to $15 million and be just a pitcher hitter, and you double that because he does both.
And the reason I ask you, because, for instance, down here, we've talked – I know you and I have talked about this before. Max Fried is kind of that one last guy. I mean, obviously, Dansby's a free agent. They locked up Riley. They locked up Michael Harris, Olson. All these guys are all locked up and ready to go. But Max Fried is, still got a couple of years of arbitration. And when you see a number like that at $30 million, say what you will, but it does change up the scale. And I think we've talked before. Look, Max Fried, if he's not the best left-hander in baseball, he's top 1, 2, 3 as far as left-handers go. You figure a guy like that is going to get a pretty good chunk of change if they end up going to arbitration without any kind of other extension.
Yeah, usually when you have a good year, talking about a 5-6 million raise, maybe 7 tops, then just Ohtani is such a different thing because you get both. So I don't think you can say, okay, Ohtani got 30 and, Fries can get 30 just as a pitcher. No, just because he doesn't hit. And I'm sure the Mets argument, too, is that with Ohtani, he won an MVP award and is going to finish second this year. You get a huge bump just for that as well.
The Blue Jays, Bob, have had the third best record in the American League this year. And for all the talk about the Astros, which is deserved, all the talk about what the Yankees have done, how quiet of a really good season has Toronto had with that young group of guys that they've got there?
Yeah, they made the change of managers right for the All-Star break and bringing John Schneider done very well. I think people expected big things from them. Maybe even win the division. So for a while, I think they were almost underachievers. Like, hey, they should be better than this. They made some big moves, got Gausman as a free agent, those young hitters. So, but yeah, quietly they're a powerful team. I don't think anybody has them going to a World Series, but if Seattle goes their first round, that's going to be a great series. That might be the best matchup just because Seattle's dangerous with that starting rotation. When you have, Lucas Steele as number one guy, Robbie Ray 2, Logan Gilbert 3, that's tough.
Follow him on Twitter, at B Nightingale. He is our Odyssey MLB insider, and insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Head to Driveway.com today to shop more than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's nationwide inventory. Bob Nightingale, join us on the WaitFor.com hotline. Bob, as always, man, appreciate it. And guess what, man? We're about ready to talk playoff baseball when we get back together next week. So thank you so much, as always.
My pleasure. Look forward to it. Take care, John.
You got it. Good stuff there. And crazy to think about, you know, the baseball season. This has felt like it's been going on since, I don't know, like the last 12, 13, 14 months or whatever, because we've been in that World Series hangover, right? I mean, you know, we had the weird offseason because of the what do you call it, the labor strike or whatever like that, and that the World Series and all that. So it feels like that this baseball season is just – been one big long blur right now. So
it has felt like an NBA season, I will say that. It's been very long.
Yeah, nothing is like the NBA season. That's just that's like grinding your teeth and just, you know, taking a sandblaster to them. So anyway, top of the hour, get to a Falcons flyover. We'll hear from the head coach, and I got lots of good pro football focus numbers. So get ready for all of that. John Chuckery, Chris Marler sitting in with me here for another hour. We'll be back. Sports Radio, Not on the Game, and the Odyssey.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.